Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English, the place to learn. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic is small talk, and the title of today's lesson is Hear, Smell, Taste, Touch, and See. Hear, smell, taste, touch, and see. Anna, what do you think today will be about?
Well, that's a good question, Peter, but these words sound like the five senses. So we'll probably talk about some sounds and smells and things that you see. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm ready to practice English.
Okay, everyone. Well, get ready to see today's Read It and Hear It with Anna.
Alex smells something good at the Jungle Cafe. What is it? Rob is eating a cheeseburger. It tastes great. Abby hears a sound in the office. What is it? The janitor is fixing a window. She hears another noise. It's Rob's phone. Taylor lost her earring in the studio. Don't worry, Abby found it. She stepped on it.
Well, friends, today is about something important. The five senses. Do you know what they are?
Your five senses are hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and seeing. That's even the title of our lesson.
Exactly. So today our friends at LTE TV will have conversations about these senses.
I think it's going to be a cool lesson. There's always a lot to learn. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords.
Alex 闻到东西很香，他说 something smells really good. 原来他闻到的是汉堡的味道。其实这汉堡不但闻起来香，吃起来更棒。It tastes great. 动词 taste 就是吃起来或尝起来如何。Abby 在办公室里听到一个声音。Abby hears a sound in the office. 名词 sound 就是声音或声响。原来有人在修窗户。接着他又听到一阵噪音 She hears another noise 名词 noise 就是噪音或吵杂声 Taylor 的耳环掉了 Abby 说我找到了因为我踩到你的耳环 I stepped on it 踩到东西可以用动词 step
Hi Rob SomethingSmells really good.
Hi, Alex. Does it smell like a cheeseburger?
Yes. How did you know?
That's my lunch today. I'm eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, now I'm hungry. It smells great, but how does it taste?
It tastes great.You should order one.
I will.
Alex and Rob are in the Jungle Cafe. Everyone spends a lot of time there. It's a great place to go to get some food.
Yeah, and Rob is eating there today. He has some food at the table, and that's what Alex says smells really good.
You're right.Rob is eating a cheeseburger, but Alex doesn't know that. He can't see Rob's plate of food.
That's why Alex is surprised when Rob asks, "Does it smell like a cheeseburger?" He just thinks Rob agrees with him.
Yeah, but that's why Alex asks, "How did you know?" And did you know it's time for today's
calendar phrase?
How did you know?
How did you know?
你怎么知道的?
Is your name Katie?
Yes! How did you know?
Is your last name Smith?
Yes! How did you know?
Are you from New York?
Yes! How did you know?
I found your ID.
Ah, so that's how you know!
How did you know?
How did you know?
你怎么知道的?
So how did Rob know it smelled like a cheeseburger? Well, because he's eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Well, it smells delicious. I bet it tastes great. Taste is a key word today. What food do you think tastes the best, Anna?
Well, I think that ice cream tastes the best. What about you, Peter?
Well, I really love mangoes. Mangoes taste the best. Or, at dinner, I like a big cheeseburger. Cheeseburgers taste the best, and they smell great, too. But let's go to Christina for some help using these verbs.
今天一开始 Alex 就说 something smells really good. 动词 smell 表示闻起来怎么样。你可以说 it smells good, 或是 it smells bad. 这一类动词比较特别。smell 的后面可以接形容词。类似的还有 it feels wonderful, 感觉太棒了。that sounds beautiful, 听起来好美。it tastes pretty good, 很好吃哦。这类动词都可以在后面直接加形容词。它的另外一种用法是 it smells like coffee, 它闻起来像咖啡。因为 like 是介系词像什么的意思，所以介系词后面可以加名词。She sounds like a little girl, 她声音听起来像小女孩。
Hey, Abby, what is that sound?
Hi, Susie. That's the janitor.
What is he doing? He's really noisy.
He's fixing a window in Carol's office.
Oh, okay. What's that noise?
It sounds like someone's phone. Is it yours?
No, it's Rob's phone. Why is it here?
I don't know, but I can take it to him. In conversation B, we hear what Abby and Susie are talking about. And what are they talking about, Peter?
Well, Susie wants to know where a sound is coming from. She can hear something. Who does she hear, Anna?
She hears the janitor doing something.Well, what's a janitor? That wasn't a key word today.
Yeah, that's a good word to know. A janitor is someone who works in an office or maybe at a school. This person does a lot of jobs around the building. They might clean up something or fix something that breaks.
That's right. And it's a hard job. It takes a lot of work. I think the janitor in our lesson is fixing something.He's really noisy.
I know. That's what Susie says, too. So, what is he doing? Is he fixing a window, you think?
Yeah, he's doing something in a place, like Carol's office. Like we are teaching English in the LTE TV studio. I think this is a good sentence for Rebecca. Here she is.
Hello, friends.If you want to tell someone that a person is doing something at a particular place, you can use this grammar point. He's verb in place. For example, he's eating in the restaurant, or he's practicing his violin in his bedroom. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca.So, the janitor is fixing a window in Carol's office. That's one of the sounds they hear. Then, What happened?
Well, there's another noise. It sounds like someone's phone, but it's not Abby's and it's not Susie's. It's Rob's phone.
So I guess we'll have to take away Rob's phone. While they do that, I think we should take a little break. We'll be back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are hearing a lot of things.
Hey,
like Rob.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's my phone. Sorry. I should have put this on silent.
Peter, you know you shouldn't get phone calls during the show.
You could hear that?
I heard it. It was very noisy. Now, friends, it's time for Conversation C. Let's learn more about the five senses. What are you doing, Taylor?
Oh, hi, Abby. I'm looking for my earring. It fell on the floor.
I can help you. Is your earring big or small?
It is small.
I don't see it. Oh, I found it.
Thank you. How did you find it?
I stepped on it. But I didn't break it.
So in Conversation C, we learn about Abby and Taylor. I like how these conversations today are all different, Anna.
Me too. I like seeing everyone from the station in one lesson. It makes it more fun. So what are Abby and Taylor talking about?
Well, Taylor is looking for her earring. It fell on the floor somewhere. But first, what is an earring?
Well, that's a kind of jewelry. You wear earrings on your ears. You can even see the word ear in earring.
Hey, that's a great way to remember what an earring is. Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome, Peter. So Taylor is looking for an earring, and Abby can help her. She can try to see if she sees it.
Yeah. Abby needs to know what she should look for, though. That's why she asks, is it big or small? Is it a big earring or a small earring?
And it's a small earring. That makes it harder to find. They will have to look really hard. But Abby found it really fast.
Yes, she did. She stepped on it. That means she put her foot on it when she was walking. But the earring didn't break.
That's a good thing. Friends, have you ever stepped on something and broken it? That's never fun to do. But let's learn about this more with Christina.
她说, I stepped on it. 我们来看今天的单字 step。 过去我们多半把 step 当名词用， 翻译成步骤或是脚步。 比如 let's take the first step， 我们先踏出第一步吧。 What's the next step？ 下一步是什么？ 这些都是 step 当名词的用法。 但是今天的 step 是动词， 踩或者是踏。 Abby 说 I stepped on it。 这个 字当动词其实用法也很多，比如 she stepped in the room to say hello， 她进来打招呼。 she stepped out to speak， 她走出来讲话。这些都是 step 当动词的用法。Thanks,
Christina. Well, now it's time to go to our keyword review. Say all the words with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Smell. Smell. The pie smells great.
Taste. Taste. This cookie tastes too sweet.
Sound. Sound.
I love the sound of the ocean.
Noise. Noise. The noise hurt my ears.
Step. Step. I stepped on Lizzie's dress. Okay, friends, remember to practice those keywords at home. And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.
Hi, Rob. Something smells really good.
Hi, Alex. Does it smell like a cheeseburger?
Yes. How did you know?
That's my lunch today. I'm eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, now I'm hungry. It smells great, but how does it taste?
It tastes great. You should order one.
I will.
Hey, Abby, what is that sound?
Hi, Susie. That's the janitor.
What is he doing? He's really noisy.
He's fixing a window in Carol's office.
Oh, okay. What's that noise?
It sounds like someone's phone. Is it yours?
No, it's Rob's phone. Why is it here?
I don't know, but I can take it to him.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Oh, hi, Abby. I'm looking for my earring. It fell on the floor.
I can help you. Is your earring big or small?
It is small.
I don't see it. Oh, I found it.
Thank you. How did you find it?
I stepped on it. But I didn't break it.
Something smells good.
Yes, that's my lunch today.
It smells like a hamburger.
No.
With cheese.
Yes, it's a cheeseburger, and it's mine. All mine.
Oh, Ginger, aren't you going to share it with me?
No, I'm going to eat it without you.
Hey, Ginger, what's that sound?
What sound?
Oh, I think it's from over there.
What? Where?
Hey. Ginger, where are your earrings?
My earrings?
Yeah, maybe they fell on the floor.
Oh, hey, I don't see them. Hey, I'm not wearing earrings. Now give me back my lunch.
Oh, boy, a cheeseburger.
Monkey man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about our senses. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. I See Clearly.
You're very healthy, Rob.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Dr. Icy, what kind of doctor are you?
I am a family doctor. I take care of many families and their health.
Wonderful. So you know a lot about bodies.
I do.
Then you're the perfect person to answer our question for today. Our question today comes from Jenna Huang of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Jenna writes, in science class this week, my teacher taught me about the five senses. Can you teach me how to talk about the five senses in English?
Of course, Jenna. I would love to. Let's start with the sense of sight.
Great. Tell us more about the sense of sight.
Our eyes give us our sense of sight. We see things with our eyes.
This is the sense of sight.
Ah, well, yes, we can see colors and light with our eyes.
That's right. The next is the sense of hearing.
Our ears give us our sense of hearing.
Exactly. The sense of hearing lets us hear music playing, people talking, and many other sounds.
Great. Sense of sight, sense of hearing. What's next?
Next is the sense of touch. We have the sense of touch on many parts of our body.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the sense of touch allows us to feel if something is hot or cold or soft or hard.
That's great. Okay.
Yes. Next, we have the sense of taste. Rob, please stick out your tongue. Yes, our tongue gives us the sense of taste. We can tell if something is sweet or salty or spicy or bitter.
Ah, so we use our tongue for the sense of taste.
Yes, and last we have the sense of smell.
The sense of smell comes from our nose.
Right. You can smell cookies baking in the oven, or you can smell stinky garbage. Your sense of smell is very important.
Okay, so let's review. We have 5 senses. They are the sense of sight, the sense of hearing, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, and the sense of smell.
That's right. These are the 5 things we use to learn about the world around us.
Thanks for your help, Dr. Icy. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thank you for learning with us today, friends. We really enjoy talking to you about English and learning things like all the 5 senses.
Do you remember which ones we talked about? I remember Alex and Rob talking about smelling and tasting things.
And then Susie and Abby talked about hearing things. Then Abby stepped on an earring. And I think that was the touch sense.
That's right. So what was your favorite part of the lesson? You can tell a friend about it. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. And be sure to come back here, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.